Today is Wednesday, August 7th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is Purple Heart Day. It's also National Sea Serpent Day. It is National Lighthouse Day. And it's National Raspberries and Cream Day. You know what I didn't realize? My birthday is in 10 days. I didn't even think about it. I'm thinking about Daniel is going to be in town. And so I'm trying to plan for that. And then, what else? And then we have a September trip. And we have Mark and I have Greece in October. And I told my boss today that I hate my job. She's going to fire. She is. If they have an opportunity, if they say, hey, we're doing layoffs, she'll be like, oh my God, I don't have to feel guilty. Adam hates his job. That was random. Anyway, work is busy, and I've been planning all these other trips. I haven't even thought about the fact that my birthday is in 10 days. I'm 45. I'm going to be 46. There's no need to turn 46. I think I'm good. I don't think I need to go any further, really. I can just stop. Go backwards, even. That's it. I'm going to turn 44. All right. Well, let's talk a little. Oh, got a frog in my throat. Let's talk a little bit about the weekend. I know I talked about Friday and so. Oh, my goodness. I got something stuck in my throat. I could pause it, but the music is playing. So you guys just have to go. I may have to take a swig here. I may have to just take a swig. I don't want to do any editing. Okay. Let's see if I can get through this. So anyway, I know I started talking about Saturday. I had a haircut. Mark went with me. We got up and we left around 8 o'clock. And we drove. What we do is when he goes with me, we split the drive up both there and back. He doesn't like to drive any city type areas. So he will usually start the trip off because we're here in our town, which is he doesn't mind driving around here. And then when we drive about 3 hours and then we switch, we get gas and we switch. So we save time. We don't stop until we switch. And then I drive the rest of the way, which is only a couple of hours. So he drives further on the way there. And then I get my hair cut, blah, 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 do all that kind of stuff. And then we, on the way back, I drive the first 3 hours and then we switch. And so that way I'm driving in St. Louis. He is not, although my haircut is in a suburb of St. Louis. So it's not really even St. Louis proper. We hardly ever go into like downtown St. Louis, but it is what it is. So we did that and nothing really to report for my haircut. It was fine. We did a very short cut. I'm doing like a side fade sort of thing now. I'm trying it out. Although it's not, she blended it too much. Like I want it. The young guys, they do this fade thing where there's a clear line between the short and the long. And she got it really short, but then she blended it so well, it just looks like a short side haircut. But I want that line. Like I want some fashion, some haircut fashion. I want you to be able to tell that I did something with my hair. Other than it just being short. The first time it was much closer. This time she blended it within an inch of its life. And so it just looks like a really short side haircut. I mean, it's fine, but I wanted something more distinctive. I've been looking at those divers and the male gymnasts and This is a haircut I've been wanting to try for a while, so it's not anything outlandish. You guys, if you saw it, you would know what I was talking about. Anyway, so did that, and then on the way back, it was my turn to do restaurant of the week. It was my week, so I was like, you know what? I'm going to pick a place in Joplin, Missouri, which is only actually about an hour from where we live. But the time that my haircut was done, it was too early to eat dinner in St. Louis, and we didn't want to just sit there and do nothing for 2 or 3 hours while we waited on it to be a good time to eat dinner. And then Springfield, which is kind of the next city-ish place that would have restaurants that we would want to eat at, was only like 3 hours away, which still was a little bit early for dinner. But Joplin is 4 hours away because we're almost home by that point. So we would be arriving around 7:30 or something like that. So I picked a place in Joplin. I don't think we've ever eaten in Joplin. We've never been to downtown Joplin. Nothing really to write home about. They do have about 50 or 60,000 people, so it's similar to where I live is three larger towns kind of all bumped up next to each other. So we've got Fayetteville, we've got Springdale, and we've got Bentonville. And they're kind of in a triangle, and they're all kind of squished together and overlap and weird stuff. The borders are all over the place. You'll be in Rogers and then Springdale, and you won't even know it. When I was growing up, there was space between towns. So you would drive through an area where there was no town. You were just in the county, but you were not in a town. This area is not like that. And a lot of large, more populated areas are not like that. But where I grew up, it was just, we had a town. And then if you drove outside of that, there was a little bit of land where you were not in, you were in a county. So anyway, so we drove to Joplin and I picked a pub because I've just been in the mood not to eat. Maybe it's because we ate a lot of fancy meals on the trip or something. I don't know. But I've been in the mood for just like burgers. And so I found a gastropub. We got a cute waiter. He was really friendly and nice. He was slow, and he didn't check on us as often as I thought he should. Both of us were at one time or another, we were out of drink. And I hate it when the server lets you sit there with no drink, because I like to drink as I'm eating. And I will stop eating until I get a drink, and so I get irritated. But he was so cute and he was nice, so I forgave him for all that. The food was pretty good, actually. I did get we got a candied pork belly appetizer, which was good. It was kind of a barbecue / burger / bar food, basically. But they had a couple of Asian things like the pork belly and stuff like that. So anyway, we got the pork belly. We always get pork belly. It was good. Then I got a smash burger that also had pork belly on it. So it was a little bit of an elevated burger. It had pork belly, and caramelized onions and pimento cheese. It was good. It was good. And, we did not get dessert, but we got back in the car and we headed home. And then I think we had a couple of hours before we went to bed, but we just probably watched Olympics or something like that. And then on Sunday, I went to church and then came home. I got Mexican food for lunch and came home. We had lunch. I mowed the lawn in the afternoon. We did something else. I'm trying to think what we did on Sunday, because I feel like we did something. We did spend some time looking at Greece, the Greece cruise, and we picked three different excursions, and I've already bought those. And we still have like three more days worth of excursions to book, so we're going to need to work on that this week as well. So we just kind of did that. We watched the Olympics. I mowed the lawn. I did not work out, but I did mow the lawn. And it was just kind of a relaxing evening, just planning Greece, watching Olympics, etc. Like nothing else. I'm trying to think. We did not watch a movie this weekend. No, that's all we did. So that was the weekend. We do have, I think we'll have time. We have a couple of more voicemails. I can play one of them. Let me go over there because I remembered that I'm probably going to run out of time. Because I remembered the voicemails are not where they normally are, and I had to go somewhere else, and it's going to take me so long to pull this up. And my keyboard is not working. Let's see if I can do it. Can I beat the clock? I don't think I can. I don't think I can beat the clock, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm going to keep going. I'm hitting on our phone number. I'm looking at the call log. I'm looking at incoming. And we played that one. Well, let's see if we can fit one in. Here we go.
Yes, I just got through talking to you, and I just want to say this before I hung up, but I hung up anyway. Anyway, I just want to say, if it was if a white lady described a black man and a white woman out of the parking lot of Oregon, and then they said that...
I think he's already said that.
They asked her a question. They said, I think she was put on hypnosis or whatever.
Hypnosis?
Anyway, they said, ask her a question. Did the woman ever call a man's name? And she said something.
Dwight.
Something that starts with a D.
It was Dwight.
Dwight starts with a D. And that composite drawing that they got of the guy.
This is literally what he said in the call yesterday.
Name. That's Dwight Harrison. His name, he's from Bryan, Oklahoma.
He Dwight called in 2 minutes later.
H-A-R-R-I-S-O-N. He's been in a penitentiary in Arkansas.
He's been in a penitentiary. What's your name, sir?
That's his picture on that composite drawing at the bowling alley. I've been watching this WIT program over and over and over and over and over. That's the Wyatt Harrison picture.
Oh, so he's watching the documentary, maybe. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow, and we'll finish up the Missy Witt call. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.